The north-south leg of Highway 2000 is expected to significantly reduce travel time for motorists who use the thoroughfare. The Mount Rosser section of the highway is the first of three to be completed. It extends from Linstead St. Catherine to Manigue St. Anne and allows motorists to bypass Mount Rosser. The link has greatly reduced travel time for motorists.
The Mount Rosser bypass section is part of the what we call our North-South Highway, which will link the south coast of Jamaica all the way through to the north coast of Jamaica.
Managing Director of the National Road Operating and Constructing Company, NROC, Ivan Anderson. The other sections of the north-south leg of Highway 2000, Caymanas to Linstead and Manigue to Outaouais, are scheduled to be completed by 2016. Mount Rosser is characterized by slopes and hilly terrain. Thus, the roadway has a number of safety features for motorists, especially truckers.
One of the many safety features of the Mount Rosser bypass section of the highway is providing guidance to heavy vehicles which are going down the hill. The sign, which is located at the top of the long decline going down to Linstead, provides truckers with some maximum speed that they are able to safely traverse the hill.
Another safety feature on the highway is arrestor beds or emergency escape ramps. Vehicles experiencing braking problems are able to use these ramps to stop safely. The ramps have been designed to accommodate vehicles as large as tractor trailers.
As you know, throughout Jamaica, we've had problems with trucks which lose braking and then end up with disastrous consequences. So on Mount Rosser, we have special features where if a truck loses brake, then it can go off into these, what we call arrestor beds. These arrestor beds are designed to stop the truck without causing harm to the driver or to the truck itself.
The overall project, which will link Caymanas to Linstead and Manigue to Outaouais, is scheduled to be completed by 2016. Director of Technical Services at NROC, Stephen Shaw, says work is far advanced and on track for the January 2016 completion date. In fact, the highway is approximately 81% complete. He adds that total works are progressing smoothly on Section 3 ahead of the scheduled completion.
The pavement works, which consist of the base and sub-base for the highway, sub-base being the underlying layer and the sub-base just before the asphaltic, the wearing course asphaltic surface is placed. We're looking at 70% complete for sub-base and 52% complete in Section 2, which is from Monique going down into Miami Bay. And the construction of the two toll plazas are approximately 30% complete.
The north-south leg of Highway 2000 is expected to reduce travel time between Kingston and Outaouais, St. Anne, to 45 minutes upon completion.
We believe when the highway is completed in 2016, this highway will change where Jamaicans choose to live and where they choose to work. It will also significantly impact the tourism industry by providing opportunities for visitors who now just come into the north coast to be able to see the rest of Jamaica.
Managing Director of the National Road Operating and Constructing Company, NROC, Ivan Anderson. NROC is a wholly owned government company formed under the Companies Act and has responsibility for ensuring the implementation of Highway 2000. To find out more about the work being done on Highway 2000, visit NROC's website at h2kjamaica.com.
Sharon, how you look so? What do you?
From me eat breakfast, me just feel sick.
Then how I eat so?
Callaloo and fried dumpling. Eh?
Callaloo? Where you get it from? You plant callaloo?
No, me buy from me Sinus boy, in Peter.
Jeez and pee, Sharon. How much time if you tell you not buy nothing from that thief in boy there? Me hear Mr. Berry complain that him spray the callaloo yesterday and this man in half a gone.
Me never have nothing for breakfast and him sell me callaloo for $30 a bongo. Lad, me dead now. Now me have to go spend money at doctor when me not have.
Don't buy agricultural produce from questionable sources. Be a good neighbor and report farm theft to the police 119, Crime Stop 311 or the Prader Larson Prevention Unit.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises.
It's not a game thing and a ring ding. Beware, human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them are destroying the youths. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Seriously.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.